Hello, today the church celebrates Wednesday of the fifth week of Easter, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. As we just heard in today's gospel, Jesus uses the metaphor of the vine and its branches to refer to himself and his people, and he refers to pruning away those branches that don't bear fruit. This pruning can refer to many things because there are many things that we need to prune, not only from the vine, but from ourselves, the branches. We need to be pruned of those things that keep us from those two essential commandments, to believe in and love God and to love one another, as Jesus commanded. We need to prune away those things that prevent our faith from fruition in our lives and in our souls. Each of us will have different needs for pruning. It could be our pride, selfishness, materialistic desires, negative thoughts, or unhealthy relationships. But we can be sure that all of us, by virtue of our human nature, need to remove these perceptions, prejudices, judgments, and attitudes that keep our faith from coming to life. So let us take some time in prayer to ask ourselves what prevents us from keeping those two most important commandments, and let us resolve to prune those things from our lives.